It's Whipple Waffle Live with your hosts, Ben Keys, Vanessa Hintz, and Shay Haley.
Wow.
That's us.
And that's our old intro.
What a
actually.
Throwback. Yeah. Well, sadly, Ben Keys is not with us today.
He's MIA.
Yeah, we don't know where he's at, but yeah. He's not here. So
it's us two gals.
It's Shanessa.
Yes.
Shay and Vanessa. It'll be great. We have a lot of good stuff planned.
We do.
Ben actually. Probably would have been the person that wasn't as into all the stuff that I planned. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's probably not
worked
missing out
for
on
the
much.
Best.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Vanessa, do you want to explain what we have in store for tonight?
All right. So, for the first half, I guess maybe, we're going to do kid BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yes.
And one of them's Muppets, the other is Pixar versus Disney, and the third one is iconic Disney villain.
Oh, Ben had just tried to call us.
Oh. Is he here?
Let's find out.
All right. And the second half of our show is a bunch of Barbie games. So we're going to be a chef, an amazing architect, an art teacher, and an anchor woman. So be excited.
Ben said, are we doing the show? Question mark. Yes. I said yes in all caps. He said, I'm on my way.
Oh, good. So Ben will join us.
Yes.
For this.
He will just be here later.
Yeah.
But let's enough get started. About Ben.
Yeah. Let's get started. Yes. So what do we want to do first, Che?
I need to go ahead. Oh, that is not the right document. I need to go ahead and pull up my stuff real quick so I can actually know what quizzes we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
But you can pick whichever quiz you would like to do first.
Let's just go chronologically. We're going to do Muppets.
Okay.
BuzzFeed quiz. So this is the title. Everyone has a Muppet that matches their personality. Here's yours. And the little blurb says, it's the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, Muppetational quiz you'll ever take. Isn't that just amazing?
That is fantastic. I did not even read that beforehand, so I'm so glad that I heard it from
That's
you.
That's beautiful.
Okay, so I have it. Yes, I have it pulled up. So would you like to read the question?
Sure. So we're going to pick a pattern first, and there's just like six different patterns, honestly. One of them looks like a diamond kind of pattern almost.
Yeah, it's like when you're looking through a kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
And there's all those different colors. There's also one that has like turquoise and white waves. There is one that, I don't know, it kind of looks like the background for a comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the little circles. It's like orange and yellow. Mm-hmm. We've got a black and white one. I don't really know
it's
how
like
to
polka
explain
dot,
that.
Kinda.
Yeah. But like the circles get smaller as it gets to the bottom of the picture.
Yeah.
We've got, I honestly don't know how to explain the other two. So,
me
Vanessa,
neither.
You want to try?
Yeah, I'm going to do like the diamond one. I don't know. I like it.
Okay. I'm probably going to do that one too.
Yeah.
That one's, it's pretty.
So, what word describes your best quality? Creative, smart, funny, stylish, cool, honest. I don't know, Che. What do you think mine is?
I think you're pretty cool, Vanessa.
Thanks. I think you're pretty creative.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Try so hard.
Oh, no. What word describes your biggest flaw? Bossy, awkward.
Corny. You're so corny.
Fleeky.
Corny. You're corny.
Aloof and impatient. So I guess I'm corny.
Yes.
Che,
sure.
I don't know what you are.
I'd say awkward.
Nuh-uh.
I'm not like actually awkward, but I like to make things awkward.
All right, there you go.
So I think I'm going to go with awkward because I'm not bossy. I'm not really impatient. I'm definitely not corny.
What are you, aloof?
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither.
Let's find out.
Google it. Aloof. I think it means like...
Not friendly. That is definitely not me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with awkward.
Yeah. So we're going to pick a drink now. Root beer, whiskey, tea, champagne, chocolate milk, or martini.
Chocolate milk.
I'm definitely tea.
Oh, I'm all the way chocolate milk. That's my girl right there.
Pick a snack. Brownies, pretzels, cookies, macaroons. They spelled macaroons wrong. Popcorn or avocado toast. I've actually never tried avocado toast, but I've heard it's really good.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. All of these are like fatty foods though, besides the avocado toast.
I'm probably one of the fatty foods, if I'm being quite honest. I think I'm probably brownies.
It depends on the type for me. They have to be, like, homemade, you know?
Mm.
They can't be, like, boxed.
I guess this kind of depends on my mood, too, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go with avocado toast just because I love avocado. Like, when I used to do my ketogenic diet over the summer, mm-hmm. I'd eat, like, straight avocado for lunch. And it was great. That's and I loved awesome. It. Yeah. It was amazing. Best so time of my you. Life.
Yeah. If you were a celebrity, what would you be famous for? I can't read. Acting, directing, music, social media, game show hosting. I don't want to be famous.
Well, I'd like to say music, but I am one of the social media directors here.
Ah, makes sense.
At the radio station. But yeah. I also am now the music director here, so
yeah.
What do we do?
Question mark. I don't know. Which do you like better, social media or music?
I'm going to go with music. I feel like that would have a bigger path for me.
Yeah. I don't know what I would be.
I think you'd be... I could see you as social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay, great.
Pick a TV show. Black Mirror, 30 Rock, The Crown, Mad Men, Friends, RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's. Oh my gosh, RuPaul's.
That's, I think I would be Friends.
I love that show. I haven't watched it in so long.
This is getting intense.
Oh, there's four steps in this one.
Come on. Stir!
Stir!
Sweet. Step one done. Step two, roll out the meat.
All right, now we just got to put on the...
Oh, great. This is going to take forever.
Step three, flip
come
the burger.
Come on, just be faster. Come on. Same motion, back and forth. All right, done. Now they just got to bake.
I think we should also get points for how many stars we did. Because my star game is strong.
Well, we just... Step four, put everything on the burger.
Burger, let's go.
Ah.
Oh, Ben, stop making it freak out.
No!
And I'm done!
No!
I got 5 stars on everything, just saying, so...
Did you really?
I did.
We got like 2 stars on some things.
I got the knife motion down.
I got an A!
Bet we
great
get like
job.
C.
You've helped Barbie create amazing food that her customers have loved. Now head back into the game and perfect your cooking and baking skills.
What?
Oh, no. I got 3 4s, but I got 3 5. No, I got 4 4s, and I got 2 5s.
You got like a bunch of 2s, so.
Oh, well.
Wow, flipping the burger is so hard. Come on.
Then it doesn't matter. We lost.
No, it still matters. I'm going to lose the dignity.
It's already lost, man. I don't know what to tell you. 4 stars.
Oh, that's not very good.
All right.
Okay, what grade?
Like a B.
Oh, I hit the mic.
A B plus.
Oh. I beat you and time and in grade as well.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It really does matter. Next game. See, we got like 2 2s.
Okay, I'm going to beat her in the next game. Don't worry.
You're going to do the next one. I guess I'll commentate. I'm fine with that.
You can do the last 2.
Well,
Vanessa.
I mean, your clicking skills were...
The next one is
you're
amazing.
Right, fine.
Architect.
Interesting.
Tune in every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. And me. Anyway. On Whiffle Waffle Live.
The best show in all of radio.
Amazing stuff.
Our Instagram.
You have. Oh, no. Never mind. You're going to drop our Instagram. Go.
Our Instagram is Whiffle Waffle Live. WHIFF. It has a lot of H's. It has a lot of H's in it.
There's literally 2 H's.
You can probably figure out how to spell it yourself.
There's more F's than H's.
Well, I feel like the H's are crucial in the spelling.
Well, you guys have a beautiful, beautiful night.
A Sunday.
This is Bye Bye Baby by Four Seasons. Stay classy, Carmel, Indiana.